You're listening to the Coffee for Closers podcast, hosted by Mitchell Goldsmith. The average realtor closes less than 3 deals a year. If this is your goal, no coffee for you. If you want to learn the secrets to closing 10 plus deals a year and become a marketing master of your craft and a successful real estate professional, listen in, then visit westgatepress.com to take action.
Hello, this is Mitchell Goldsmith with the Coffee for Closers podcast. I just was interviewing a longtime friend of mine. His name is Charlie. He's in Tennessee in the Nashville area. He's a realtor, really, really successful one. I was interviewing him because I was helping him create a book. I've done a book for him a number of years ago, and he was really excited to do another. And I was talking about my recent experiences. About 5 months ago now, I was looking to buy a house in the Seattle area, and the market's just been red hot there. Now, even with the coronavirus, it's still pretty hot. But back in February, March, it was just terrible. You know, it's what they call a seller's market, big time. And I couldn't use him as a realtor. He's not licensed in Washington State. So I used another realtor, and my fault, my stupidity that I didn't vet the person enough. I tried. I went through a whole bunch, and I was telling Charlie about all the tactics and things that I had to do. Like on one property we liked, I actually wrote a letter to the sellers saying why I wanted the property and how I loved it. And, it was all true and stuff like that. But I just felt like I had to literally get on my hands and knees and beg for a property. And it's not a nice feeling, with all the success I've had in real estate and having been in it for so long, it's been a while since we bought a house to live in, a new one, plenty for investment, but to live in's been a different story. And it's a whole different emotional game when you do that. But the point of it is that I'm interviewing Charlie and he's telling me all these tactics, a letter from the heart. Some people will write, you'll, as the seller, you'll have multiple inspections and people will pay for the inspections, even though they might not get the house, and a sewer scope and just all this craziness, And I said to Charlie, that's terrible. Why would sellers do that? Why be abusive to your buyers? And he gave me some good advice. He said, Mitch, it's not about that. It's about positioning. And you know how I'm all about positioning. He's like, you got to make that house so desirable. Even in the seller's market, he goes, that's how you get it sold first weekend. That's how you get it sold way over asking price. That's how you get it sold with an appraisal contingency waived and an escalation clause of $15,000 and, all this stuff. I mean, this is what was going on in the Seattle market. This is all the stuff that I was on the other side of. And he said, people may not even know that that's the effect it has, but if you sell a property right, whether it's a good market or bad market, this is how you do it quick. This is how you do it for a lot more than that seller ever thought they would get, and without any problems, with the right financing or even with cash, etc. So I was just amazed. And, it's funny, I've known Charlie for years, but it wasn't until I interviewed him for this new book we're doing for him that I really learned all this stuff and it hit home. And I was like, wow, this is so valuable, learning what he has to say. And this book that we have done for him now, it's How to Sell Your House Faster Than You Thought and for Thousands More Than You Thought Possible. He's started using it, and he's told me already he's got 2 clients that went with him because of that book. So I'm really excited for him. I'm excited for myself personally because of the knowledge I gained, even having all this experience in the industry. So I wanted to tell you about it because inside of you, if we do a book for you, you've undoubtedly got some special secret sauce that you can contribute to show your unique genius to potential buyers and sellers that you work with. And even if you don't, even if you feel like you don't, some of the book titles that we have, again, we'll be able to put your bio in the front and white label the book with your name, and you can benefit and stand on the shoulders of giants like my friend Charlie, who's just a fantastic realtor. And just so you know, remember, the theme of this podcast is Coffee for Closers. And I told you, I keep telling you, the average realtor sells less than 3 properties a year. Well, Charlie's average is 12 to 15 properties a month. That's what this guy does because of good marketing and superior positioning. And he's aiming to get to 20 a month consistently. And I think he's going to get there. And that's well over 200 deals a year. That puts him in the top 1/100th of 1% of realtors in this entire country. He's already well into the top 1% with what he's doing, but he's going to be literally one of the most selling realtors in this country shortly after this. So I just wanted to share a couple of really cool insights. And even for me, like I said, an old dog that's been through this quite a time, and you know, having done 500-600 deals over many years, I still learned something. So I encourage you, if you feel like you have a book in you, or if you want to stand on the shoulders of giants and get these great ideas and put your name and your bio in and white label a book for yourself or a series of books, contact Westgate Press, westgatepress.com. We do this speak a book process for realtors, for mortgage brokers, you know, for real estate professionals, and you stand to benefit unbelievably because of this process. It will get you more clients, and the market's great right now. It's not always going to be. You know that. So take advantage while it's hot. Take advantage while it's changing. Take advantage when it's not hot. That's the whole name of this game. It's capitalize, get deals closed, and enjoy that coffee. This is Mitch. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Coffee for Closers podcast, hosted by Mitchell Goldsmith of Westgate Press. We reserve the right to refuse service to average real estate professionals. They haven't earned it because coffee is for closers. If you want to learn the secrets to closing 10 plus deals a year and become a marketing master of your craft and a successful real estate professional, listen in, then visit westgatepress.com to take action.